thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast of Words of Encouragement. We are live at 7:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is William T. Pearson. It is a brand new month. It's July the 1st of 2022. We are in a brand new month. A brand new month, a brand new opportunity, a brand new way to bring in the new month on the right foot. And today is Friday. What a way to bring in a new month on a Friday. So I'm just happy today that that you're on the line with me on this day today. For those who's coming on the line today, we're live on podcast networks all over the world. Breaker Podcast, Anchor Podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, and we're also live right now. We're also live right now on Instagram Live right now at 7:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good morning to Siobhan Myra. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I am happy that you're on the line with me this morning. Also, for those who's coming on the line, so I'm just going to wait about probably like 2 more minutes and then we will get started with the show today. This is a brand new month, so I hope that we will start the new month on the right foot. You know, whatever that's on your mind this morning, don't worry about it. Give all your cares, give all your worries right now to God. I do. I give my cares and I give my worries to God. I give my cares and I give my worries to God. It feels good whenever we all have bills. We all have things that we have to pay. Nothing is free in this world. But I will say this today. I know one thing that is free. And that is a relationship with Christ. A relationship with Christ. If you don't know, I will tell you, a relationship with Christ is the greatest relationship that you will ever have. Christ is with you right now. When you least expect it, Christ is with you. 7:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, last week, you know, I was trying to, you know, wanted to go into this devotional today, and I want to go into that today. And the title of this devotional today is How to Be Saved. How to Be Saved. And we're going to go into a couple of Bible verses today. I'm going to go into the book of Acts. Good morning to Hala Graham. Thank you for joining me on the broadcast today. Amen. I'm going to go into a couple Bible verses today. I'm going to come from the book of Acts chapter 16 verses 31. Also, I want you to put a ribbon on the book of Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10. And also, I want you to put a ribbon on the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 8. And the word of God says from Acts 16, verses 31. And it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Acts 16 and 31. Have you heard of the Romans Road to Salvation? Is based on 4 simple steps found in the book of Romans. Step 1 is Romans chapter 3 verses 23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all are sinners to the core. desperately in need of a Savior. Step 2. Romans 6 and 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." The gospel means good news. And I want you to write this down. Gospel, the gospel means good news. And here it is. All of your sins from the cradle to the grave has been paid for by Jesus. Step 3. Romans 5 and 8 says, "We are all sinners. Christ died for us." You can't earn salvation by good works. God gives it to you freely. All you have to do is receive it by faith. Step 4. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 and 13. And it says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes with righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Does your life feel empty? Do you long for peace? To know your sins are forgiven and you have a home in heaven when you die. Today, place your trust in Jesus. Make him the Lord of your life. Just pray these words. And I want everyone on the line to pray these words. "Lord, I surrender my life to you. Come into my heart. By faith, I receive the gift of eternal life. Thank you for settling everything right between you and me. In Jesus' name, amen." What a powerful word today on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast. It's 7:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the nuggets that I got from this message today, and it's a simple one today on the broadcast. "Good morning to Latasha Hills Head, 61490. Thank you for joining me today." Now, before I get ready to continue on, I'm going to repeat Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 and 13. And it says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart believes with righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So, step one is Romans 3 and 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So we all are sinners. I am a sinner. You are a sinner. Hala Graham is a sinner. Siobhan Myra is a sinner. All those persons that's on this line today, we all are sinners. We are all our sinners. We all have sinned in our lives. And we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We are all our sinners and desperately need for a Savior. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for God today. even on this devotional title, How to Be Saved. The second part today is, I'm going to go from Romans 6 and 23. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal. The gospel, the term the gospel, means good news. It means good news. It means good news. So here it is in a nutshell today. All your sins from the cradle to the grave has been paid for by Jesus. It has been paid for by Jesus. All of your sins, past, present, future, whatever, all of your sins from the cradle to the grave has been paid for by Jesus. The third point today is from Romans 5 and 8. It says, while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. You can't earn salvation by good works. God gave it to you freely. God gives it to you freely. All you have to do is receive it. All you have to do is receive it by faith. All you have to do today, saints of God, is receive it by faith. We have to receive it by faith today. There's nothing too hard for God. Help me, Holy Ghost. There's nothing too hard for God. God has a plan for your life. Someone on this line today need to hear this message. Need to hear this message. My fourth point, and it's a final point today. And it says in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you shall be saved. So let me ask you two questions today. I'm going to ask you two questions. And I want everybody on the line to answer these two questions. The first question is, does your life feel empty? And I want you to answer that question first for all those who's on the line. Does your life feel empty? If your life feels empty, if your life feels empty, I want you to answer that question. The second question I want you to answer today is, do you long for peace? Do you long for peace? To know your sins are forgiven and you have a home in heaven when you die.
Are you longing for peace in your life? Are you longing for a relationship with Christ? Are you longing for Christ? The Bible says in Romans 10, verses 9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you shall be saved. That you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone on this line this morning is in need of a rebirth. And you know what this month is. This is the seventh month of the year. So you know what seven means biblically? Seven means completion. Seven means completion. God wants you to look at the big picture. This morning, you know, I was in prayer, and I asked God to lead me and guide me into making my monthly payments on my bills. But you know what? God lead me and guide me. Because I know in the end, and this is for someone on this line this morning, don't worry about it. Just pray about it. Because I'm praying about it. You might not think that God is watching, I'm his mouthpiece. And God is telling me this morning, he watches everything. When I mean he watches everything, he watches everything. He watches everything. AM Eastern Standard Time. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, today is a perfect day. Today, place your trust in Jesus. Make him the Lord of your life. Make him the Lord of your life. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. If you think that, oh, I'm not going to get this done, or this cannot be done, there's nothing too hard for Jesus. Latasha Hills Head, 61490. There's nothing too hard for God. I need someone on this line this morning to write something down this morning. Because guess what? God is watching. Hala Graham, God is watching you. Siobhan Myra, God is watching you. Want to give a shout out today, you know, to my team today. I want to give a shout out to them. They know who they are. They're on the line this morning. So, I pray today that you will be blessed today by this broadcast today. God is always watching. I want everyone on the line to pray these words today. I want everyone to raise their right hand as a sign of surrendering. This is called a prayer of repentance. And I want you to say these words today. Lord Jesus, I come to you asking you to forgive me for every sin that I committed. Lord Jesus, you died upon the cross so that we can have everlasting life. So Father, come into my life. Save me, revive me, restore me, and renew me for your purpose and for your way. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I want you to pray these words right now, too. Lord, I surrender my life to you. Come into my heart. By faith, I receive the gift of eternal life. Thank you for settling everything right between you and me. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I thank you for uplifting our minds, hearts, souls, and spirits. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, that you are an uplifter of our minds, that you're an uplifter of our spirits, that you are an uplifter of our souls, that you are an uplifter of everything that belongs to us and only for us today. I thank you, Father God, for being a God of faithfulness. I thank you, Father God, for being a loving God. I thank you, Father God, for being a faithful God. I thank you, Father God, for keeping our minds in perfect peace. I thank you, Father God, for keeping our minds within you. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, it says, watch this. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. I pray today. My prayer for this day is for you to listen to this broadcast. For you to listen to this broadcast. Soak the words into your mind, heart, soul, and spirit today. It's not about me. God is speaking through me to you. God is speaking to you. God is speaking today. He is saying, take a look at me. I woke you up in your right frame of mind. And I want you to confess. I want you to confess the Lord Jesus into your heart. And you will be saved. I hope that you enjoyed this broadcast today. My name is William T. Pearson. Thank you for all of you that's on the line today. No matter what's going on in your life today, I'm a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. In my life, is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing is by the word of God. That's Romans 10 and 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing is by the word of God. Amen and amen. God bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his everlasting light upon this day today. Amen.